Hi everyone, welcome back. And Jenny, welcome back to this second session, the All Access Pass session of the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit. How are you doing?
I am so excited. This is going to be fun. I'm super happy to see you guys because that means you made the right decision. You got the All Access Pass and you're getting all the goods.
Yes. And the great thing is that what you're actually doing or seeing or experiencing is actually some of the stuff that Jenny's going to be talking to us about this session. But I know that Jenny, we want to get into actually maximizing the sales of, you know, VIP or All Access Pass tickets and getting sponsors. But I also wanted to kind of finish off round out the conversation we're having on the choreography part of it, because the second part, so in the, everyone, I hope you watch the first session because that's going to set you up for then, you know, the extension, which is this. But essentially, Jenny took us through the starting point of choreography, which is how do you actually think about getting someone from day one to day three, and almost the sales process in a way to then dovetail into what it is that you're selling. What I wanted you to go into in this session, Jenny, if you wouldn't mind, is almost like you mentioned that the person holding the summit, so the host, i.e. you, if you're holding a summit, you're going to want to be part of it, right? So you're going to want to actually be the main person, not just opening, but like actually an authority and an expert in their own right. I wanted you to go into, as we're choreographing, you know, the different days with the speakers, like where should we as hosts be inserting ourselves? What is almost like the ideal balance of too much of us and not enough speakers versus not enough of us, too much speakers?
Smart. Okay. Really great question. And I'm going to say that depending on your summit, because summits are all built differently, make your summit your own. They should be bespoke. And I would always say that you should launch your event day one. You are number one. So you can do your own keynote, if you want to call it a keynote, to start and launch the summit, set the stage, right? So that would be like talk number one. Then what I love asking my clients to do is an everyday roundup video. So either go live in your Facebook group or get on to, you know, Zoom or Ecamm or whatever and record a video and just be like, okay, can we just wrap up day one? Cause this was insane. Let's talk about like Deirdre, let's talk about, you know, Bona, let's talk about everybody that was part of that. Oh my God, they're so amazing. And like, kind of like rev stuff up, but really wrap it up and kind of put a bow on it. And then you put your own spin, right? What I love about this is we're learning X. This is something that I am like devoted to, blah, blah, blah. So people are kind of getting to know you a bit. So those are the two ways I would bookend every day. If you want to, I would at least do the summit roundup. That's like a minimum. Okay. So Facebook group and send an email. If you want to do your own keynote on day one, you can. And then what I would follow up with that is I would also insert myself onto day two. Okay. And just have it like that. I wouldn't put myself too much like every single day, but I would do day one for sure. And potentially day two, depending on who you are and how you feel about it. And then the other thing that I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you are readily available to your potential, you know, ideal clients that are coming in and registering for the event. And that could mean a multitude of different things. So one of my clients was doing a summit about healing through PTSD and trauma. Okay. And one of her methods is yoga. And so she was hosting 7 a.m. yoga sessions that anybody could drop in and attend. And she was doing them anyways. And she was filming it and she was interacting with people. And then later on in the day, she was doing tapping. Right. So she was having people join her when it felt convenient for them so that they could experience what it's like to work with her. And you kind of want to look at the ways that you can do that. Like I said, bespoke, do it how it fits for you, but make sure you are inserting yourself quite regularly.
I love that. That is ingenious, actually, when you like, yoga classes. And I think regardless of what the topic is, we should all do yoga classes.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's awesome.
Okay, cool. That is so good. Okay, now I want to talk about maximizing sales on the summit with the VIP or all access pass tickets and things like that, and memberships, I think, as well. So yeah, if you wouldn't mind just taking us through what we should be thinking through.
Absolutely. So in my regular session, if you watched it, you probably heard me talk about the fact that your entire event should be built around the end goal in mind. And so once we know our end goal, then we can start building out our VIP or All Access Pass packages. Now, you can have one if you want, or you can have a bit of fun and you can go for two, What I like to do is a regular All Access Pass package, your main one, and then a bump. Okay. So I like to have like a 97, a 67, a 127, whatever price you want to make it, and then a bump offer. And when I look at these, everything has to be in alignment with the end product. Okay. So you're not going to just, this is not your, like your car boot sale of stuff. Okay. Just don't throw stuff like, I'm just going to throw this in here because it looks, I think it'll make sense. You know, people will pay for it. No, like it's not going to fit the thing. And so make sure that you're putting things in there or creating things that support the end goal. Now, some hosts like to include products from their speakers. And that's a very popular way to build a VIP All Access Pass because you're creating a bundle. And people love paying one price and getting 15 things. Like, let's be honest, I love it. And so you can go that way as well. But again, everything in there has to make sense. So you're really creating a bespoke offer. And so one of the things that I like, if you are somebody that has to do sales calls to sell your program, product, or service, offer calls. 3 years ago, I did one of my own summits and I was trying to sell a program that was about $3,200. And I ended up doing, I offered calls to everybody who registered. But that was a 15-minute call. For the people who were doing VIP, I offered them a 45-minute call. And I got more takers on the 45. I got 62 calls booked, okay, in my All Access Pass. From those 62 calls, I closed 38. So I closed almost 50% of the people that I booked into my $3,200 package. Now do the math. Like that's a good sales. Like that's a good crazy sales. Right? That's a good month.
Of course. Yes.
Right? I was happy about that. And if you, like, regardless of the product, you could have calls or like our good friend Katie Brinkley, you know, one of the things that we were looking at having her do was offer social media audits. So in her All Access Pass, you could get a quick down and dirty social media audit. So she would look at your socials and create a loom for you on the things that you could do to improve them. That got her clients. Right? So what is it that you can do that creates a really great product that sells your end thing? So if it's a membership, I like a 15-day or a 30-day trial on your membership right in your All Access Pass, and then add a couple bonuses, right? Never discount your membership, like long-term. Never say, hey, if you want to join off the summit, you're only going to get it for $19.99. Because if you have people who are already in there, they're going to be pissed. Right? Now, if you're founding a membership off a summit, that's a different story. You can put a founder's price. The first 100 people who take it, get it at $7. Everybody else is going to pay 10. But don't discount it if you already have people in it. Offer a bonus instead. You get a 15-day trial. And if you say yes, you get this bonus, right? And then make sure, obviously, that you give the people who are in your membership a bonus too. But don't discount the price. It'll drive people nuts. So those are some really down and dirty ways that you can make money this way and make sure your All Access Pass is completely formulated to succeed.
Yes. And do you have any advice as to like how many things to be putting into an All Access Pass? Like, is it, you know, too many, too little? What's a good number of things?
Okay. So if you're going to go the bundle way and have an All Access Pass that has bundle products from your speakers, then you do not want it to be a fire hose. It's going to be overwhelming. I think at that point, you're going to have between 8 and 11. That doesn't feel like too many, but it feels like just enough to be sexy and fun and like, ooh, okay, I'm getting a lot, but not so much that I am not going to be able to breathe. So 8 to 11, maybe 15 if you're going to push it out. But if you go 20 or 30, you might as well just have hosted a bundle and just like, why did you host a summit? Go do a bundle. So you really have to look at the metrics of that, but that's where it kind of feels comfy in my experience. And I mean, I haven't mentioned this and nobody probably knows this, but I've like completed over 400 of these events. So I have a bit of like background and kind of data in my head as to how these work. So that's kind of where I would think this would be special. If you're doing a bump offer, that's usually just one or two things like get this, get that.
So good. Okay. I want to get into the sponsorship discussion. This is really, really cool. So good. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about, well, let's just get into it. So, you know, who are we, the types of sponsors that we're looking for, how we even approach them, and then, yeah, what the ask is, how do we actually get them to sponsor our event?
Okay, sure. All right. So there's three different kinds of sponsors. Your speakers are sponsors, potentially, okay, for additional exposure. companies that have nothing to do, but companies that you use, like you can go to Calendly, you can go to different softwares that you're using to build your business and ask them if they want to be sponsors. Okay. Then you can go to people that are almost like independent business owners and ask them if they want to be a part of it, depending on what your summit's about. So your speakers will love exposure. So let's just say you have a podcast and it doesn't have to be wildly successful. It just has to get some decent downloads. Honestly, I mean, this day and age, getting 50 downloads an episode is still quite decent. Okay. Let's put it out there. So if you have a podcast, you can leverage your podcast to sell sponsorship spots. And so what I normally do in a sponsorship sort of situation is I create 5 packages. I have my title sponsor. So that's the person who's going to pay the most. And I usually create one spot that's like the biggest, sexiest thing, right? So they get everything that's going to come below, okay? So title sponsor gets something cool and special and everything that comes below. And then the next level down is, you know, maybe for only 5 people. And that has everything that comes below, but not the thing above. And it has, you know, additional exposure. Let's say you have a really, really engaged list. You could actually say, I'm going to send a solo for you on the behalf of what it is that you do. You can have, let's just say you have a really vibrant Facebook group. You could leverage having your sponsors go live in your Facebook group and promote their program, product, or service that way. So take a look, like I always start with sponsorships on paper. List out everything you can potentially offer as a sponsor goodie, and then break those down into relevant groups. And then those are your sponsorship packages. And then your sponsors, again, speakers, softwares that you use, and also larger businesses or, you know, business owners that you can reach out to and have them participate as well. And those are usually the 3 groups.
And how do you think about actually pricing those packages?
Depends. Remember when we were talking earlier, and I think it was in my earlier session, we were talking about your ideal client and where they are and how much they make. So if you're trying to sell a huge high-end mastermind, your product is like a $10,000 or $25,000, then the sponsors that you're going to have will probably be of a higher caliber. They can spend more money. If you are more established, you can get higher and more, you know, established sponsors. If you don't, and this is your first sponsorship ever, and you have like no clout, no nothing, and that's totally fine, you got to start somewhere, then a sponsorship could be $97. Okay. They can get their logo on the landing page. They can get their logo on the confirmation page. They can get their logos in your emails, right? So you can start low and slow like that. For pricing, for premier. Now, if I gauge this on like a client that's multi-6-figure, then your premier sponsor is probably between 5 and 10K, right? That title sponsor. Okay. Your next level down is probably between 25 and 5. The next level down could be anywhere between, you know, 2000 to 5000, right? Again, these are all ranges and so on. And then the lowest price is your entry point, right? 197, 97, 297, whatever. But make them, one has to be really accessible, like stupid simple. And then here's the caveat for all of that. If you're on the phone talking to somebody or on Zoom and you're like, hey, I'd love to have you consider being a sponsor on the event, and none of your packages fit that person, create your own on the spot. Just make it happen. And that's actually completely doable. You can just be like, okay, so what is it that you need and how can I do the thing? And just create a sponsorship package right there for them and just go from that.
Love it. This is genius. I cannot, again, I think I said this in the first session, but Jenny knows her stuff when it comes to running these summits. You can tell from all of the gold that she's sharing. So if you let's think you're holding a summit and you're like, I don't know where to start, you now know where to start. Okay, one last question, Jenny. So kind of going back to that choreography conversation that we were having around, you know, we had speaker selection, we had, okay, where should we be inserting ourselves? And then there's the whole, you know, that you mentioned the post-sale. So whether that's calls, webinars, et cetera, how soon after the summit? And kind of what I'm asking about is, should we actually have like a day four? Let's say for a 3-day summit, let's say there's a day four where people do a webinar or something. Like, should we be thinking about doing that? And how do we actually set up the rest of the days to then lead into that thing?
Okay. The answer is yes. And So yes, you can host a day four, turn it into a workshop and make it interactive. Don't talk at, talk with, right? So a webinar, make it interactive and make it helpful. Start solving the problem on there. And then if you're going to have webinars post-event and sales opportunities within 10 days, okay? Because the momentum starts to drop really, really quickly. It actually starts to drop within like 48 to 72 hours and people are moving on to the next thing. So make sure that you're doing things quickly and staying front of mind, or you're going to lose them, if that makes sense.
Amazing. Okay. So I think I feel like I've asked all the questions that people probably have, but you know, actually talking about it is one thing and knowing the strategy, but actually doing it is a whole nother kettle of fish. So as I said, if you need help with this, Jenny is your go-to person. So definitely reach out to her. But I know, Jenny, that you also have an amazing freebie that you're gifting everyone at this summit. So can you tell us a little bit about your guide to selling from your list build?
Oh, I love this guide. Okay. So it's actually a guide plus a training. So I threw a video in there that just shows you and breaks down all these different relevant ways to sell from your list build. And your list build can be more than a summit. It can be a challenge. It can be a webinar. There's so much crossover. And most of it is the planning, the forethought, not letting opportunities slip through your fingers. I did this once. I hosted a webinar and then I didn't send the replay. Because I was like, nobody's going to watch it anyways. Well, duh. Yeah, actually, more people watch the replay than attend your webinar live. So send the bloody replay. So I get on your case in this thing. I mean, I allow myself to be the swift boot in your butt because it does help and everybody needs one. And I do it with a smile on my face and people thank me later. So in that guide, I'll show you how to do all these things and show you all the different ways to make sure that you're not leaving any opportunity for making money off of your list build.
Awesome. So, so good. So we'll leave the link to that. If you're watching this on, well, actually this is the All Access Pass. So you will definitely have the link next to this video. So definitely go get that free guide somewhere around here. Thank you so, so much, Jenny. This has been an amazing, amazing session. And for everyone else, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.